I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find God's presence in your daily life. Our church has a Sunday evening Bible study where we take a book of the Bible to read together and talk about as we seek to hear God's voice. As I write this, we are studying the book of Hebrews. In chapter 11, the writer gives us example after example of Old Testament men and women who lived by faith and pleased God. We read about Abel and Abraham, Noah and Moses. They believed God. They acted in obedience to God. And even when they didn't receive the complete promises of God, they kept on believing and trusting Him. Verse 16 tells us that they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. These witnesses, as the writer calls them, saw God do impossible things. They received the strength to go through things that they could not have survived on their own. They were able to endure and were commended by God because they believed Him and they never gave up. In chapter 12 of Hebrews, the writer tells us, "Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." In other words, let's listen to the testimony of those who did it by faith and do the same. There are three actions that the writer of Hebrews tells us to take in verses 1 and 2. First, we need to lay aside the encumbrances and the sin that entangles us. Weights, burdens, hindrances must be cast off or put away. There's only one way that happens, we know, because Jesus told us how. Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He is able to take the weight, the burden, and the sin on His own shoulders so that we can follow Him. Secondly, we are to run with endurance. Running takes effort. It takes a deliberate act of your will. We can make the decision to run or not to run. But to run with endurance, the race that is set before us, takes more than just willpower. It takes Jesus. Which takes us to the third action. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, we can find help to keep running this race by looking ahead to the end. As 1 Corinthians 9:24 tells us, "Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win." Paul says that we run with aim. We run in order to receive an imperishable prize. We run with our eyes on Jesus, who also ran with endurance and shows us the way. We keep our eyes on Him and not on the things that will slow us down or stop us. This is what the saints of the Old Testament did. By faith, they kept running. They surrendered the weights and the burdens over to the Father, and they set their eyes on what was ahead, Jesus. May we do the same. Father in heaven, thank You for showing us the way and giving us all we need to be with You in that city not built with human hands. May we keep running with our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith. He gave us faith to begin this race, and He will give us faith to make it to the end. He takes our burdens and our sins, and He gives us endurance and strength. He is our wonderful Savior and King, and we praise His holy name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.